The Incas, who cultivated this fruit on the plateaus of the Andes between the 12th and the 16th centuries, called it tomatl. Their tomatoes looked more like what we now call cherry tomatoes. The Spanish discovered them in Peru in the 16th century and introduced them to the monastery gardens of Seville. European natural historians, assimilating it to the mandrake, which incidentally is from the same family, first considered it as a slightly toxic medicinal plant. They called it lycopersicon, or wolf peach, but also golden apple and love apple, since they supposed it to be an aphrodisiac. North American Puritans called it the devil's fruit. Eating it, they said, is a sin on a par with dancing and gambling. In France, the tomato plant remained an ornamental for 200 years. It wasn't eaten at all before the Revolution. In 1820, 2,000 people gathered to watch a strange gentleman from America eat a whole kilo of tomatoes just to prove they weren't poisonous. Tomato farming began a few years later. How can we begin to imagine the Provence cuisine without the flavour and colour of tomatoes? And yet, the first recipes including them date from the 19th century. The basic tomato sauce, which famously accompanies Italian pasta, didn't make its first appearance in a cookery book until 1891. The history of the tomato matches that of the potato, long time rejected, finally a staple. But superstition dies hard. People were still wary of the tomato in 1930, when it was considered sensible to boil them for hours. No one would have dared eat a tomato salad.